The awards are basically a celebration of excellence in queer music.
Have I told you in the last 5 minutes that I love you?
What's wonderful about gay, lesbian, transgender music is that there's so many different styles and genres and great artists doing it.
Because you're a good girl, he's gonna go bad.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand, with so many struggles at hand, where do I stand?
I just wanted to thank
all of you and everybody who decides to be out as a gay musician.
Get freedom, rock with me, baby.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Millions march with pride worldwide, and thousands unfurl their colors in a big way. And oh my gosh, it's awards night in the queer music biz. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Dean Elzinga.
And I'm Cindy Friedman.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending July 5th, 2003. Gays and lesbians and their allies around the world turned out by the millions for Pride observances this past weekend. Pride events have spread to numerous smaller cities and towns and across the calendar as well, now occurring through most of the year. But the season peaks with the June 27th anniversary of the 1969 uprising at the Stonewall Inn on New York City's Christopher Street, where lesbi gays and transgenders resisted a then-routine police raid, sparking the contemporary movement for their civil rights.
In New York City this week, about 250,000 people joined the noisy and colorful 34th annual Pride March. Among numerous politicians in the five-hour parade was Charles Schumer, who declared he was the first U.S. senator ever to participate. Acknowledging last week's U.S. High Court ruling striking down state laws against homosexual acts between consenting adults in private, Schumer said, "Let's hear it for the Supreme Court. Whoever thought I'd be saying that?" Also celebrating in New York were visiting representatives of the Jamaica Forum for Lesbians, All Sexuals, and Gays. But for their safety, their faces had to be obscured in the photo appearing on the JFLAG website. Associated Pride events in New York included the 11th annual Dyke March with nearly 7,000 participants and a non-legal wedding ceremony for 60 gay and lesbian couples in Central Park.
The Supreme Court ruling brought some added media attention to Pride in Houston, Texas, where the successful gay appellants John Lawrence and Tyrone Garner were featured participants. Organizers believe the city's 25th annual event was their biggest Pride celebration ever, estimating the crowd may have reached 150,000. One spectacle was billed as the world's largest chandelier, a 1,000-pound mass of hundreds of lights in rainbow colors hung at a major intersection in the heavily gay Montrose district.
Atlanta, Georgia's 33rd annual Pride Festival was also believed to be the biggest ever, with a crowd of perhaps 300,000.
There was also a record turnout of nearly 400,000 people for Chicago's 34th annual Pride Parade, which featured some 250 entries.
San Francisco's 33rd Pride Parade featured 160 entries and was viewed by 500 to 750,000. While boisterous and joyful as always, this year's edition was dedicated to the memory of San Francisco's Supervisor Harvey Milk, the first open gay ever elected to public office in California, who fell to an assassin's bullet 25 years ago this year. The theme was one of his slogans, "You gotta give them hope." What many Pride participants were demonstrating their hope for this year was enactment of a bill extending further rights and responsibilities to California's registered domestic partners, a measure which squeaked through the state assembly and has now passed the first of two state Senate committees. Also during Pride Week, San Francisco dedicated a memorial to gay and lesbian victims of the Nazi regime. The huge 32nd Los Angeles Pride Parade was held the previous week.
This year's most controversial Pride observance in the U.S. was the one staged by employees of the Federal Department of Justice. Not long before the scheduled date of their annual awards ceremony, the group DOJ Pride was advised they could not hold their event at department headquarters because the president had not officially proclaimed Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. Although the proclamation requirement was put forward as a new policy, it happened to be one that only affected DOJ Pride out of all the department's employee associations. After a major media brouhaha, the department backpedaled, saying the group could use the building, but that the department would not cover the costs involved. The department estimated those costs at an amount twice what DOJ Pride collects from its members in annual dues. DOJ Pride declined the offer, gathering instead at the Russell Senate Office Building on Capitol Hill under the auspices of Democratic Senator from New Jersey, Frank Lautenberg.
What's been in recent years North America's biggest Pride audience isn't in the U.S. at all, but in Toronto. This year's SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, drove away a number of sponsors and threatened to cancel the event altogether, but federal and provincial funding made up the loss. Turnout was only slightly diminished from last year, as the crowd lined up six deep to watch some 200 floats and 12,000 marchers with the continent's first legal gay and lesbian marriages to celebrate. More than 250 same-gender couples have tied the knot in Toronto since June's landmark ruling by Ontario's highest court, including about 30 from the U.S. and several from more distant nations. Although city clerks worked through the Pride weekend to accommodate visiting couples who might want to marry, it seemed that only about a score of gay and lesbian marriages were held.
In Paris, police estimated the Pride crowd at a half million, while parade organizers believed there were more than 700,000. Openly gay Mayor Bertrand Delanoë again led the Pride march, but this 13th parade was the first to be joined by an official representative of the UMP, the party of French President Jacques Chirac. That was UMP openly gay National Secretary Jean-Luc Romero. Delanoë called for national legislation to criminalize homophobic actions, while fellow socialist and former prime minister Laurent Fabius focused on protecting gays and lesbians' parenting rights.
In Berlin, 400,000 to 600,000 people turned out to see the city's Christopher Street Day Parade, whose theme was acceptance instead of tolerance. Openly gay Mayor Klaus Wowereit toted red roses and a pink teddy bear as he told the marchers, "There is no reason to hide." Politically, organizers sought stronger laws against discrimination and recognition of anti-gay persecution as a basis for granting asylum.
In Vienna, the crowd was about 200,000, and the main political goal was anti-discrimination legislation from the Austrian government.
Zagreb's Pride March was only the second in Croatia, and the 200 participants were closely guarded by three times as many police as they passed before bystanders who were often hostile. Marchers' signs included not only, "I'm proud to be gay," but also, "I'm tired of explaining."
A march through Calcutta may have been the first Pride parade in India, where a harsh sodomy law is currently being challenged in the courts. Organizers said they'd heard from many gays and lesbians who wanted to join their walk on the rainbow, but were afraid to be publicly identified. Participation was variously reported from 35 to 100 marchers.
Some other major Pride events were held the previous week. One of the world's largest Pride parades in Sao Paulo, Brazil, had some 800,000 people dancing down the street to the blare of 30 sound trucks. Politically, the event sought action on the long-stalled federal bill for legal recognition of gay and lesbian couples, which was first introduced in the National Congress by Sao Paulo's gay-supportive mayor, Marta Suplicy, who rode a float at Pride. Brazil reportedly has Pride observances in 22 other cities.
Mexico City's 25th annual march saw thousands of gays and lesbians celebrating their inclusion in a new national civil rights law. The crowd was estimated in the mid-10,000s. Earlier in June, about 300 people marched for Pride in Tijuana.
In South Korea, 500 to 600 gays and lesbians marched around Tapgol Park in Seoul's fourth Pride observance.
Several hundred people marched and several thousand rallied in Tel Aviv for Israel's largest Pride event. Police presence was heavy, reflecting both concerns for terrorism and the vocal opposition to the parade from religious conservatives. One highlight was a call for equal rights for gays and lesbians from the Israeli Justice Minister Yosef Lapid.
In early June, some 20,000 gays and lesbians gathered in Bari in the south of Italy for a major demonstration for civil rights, including the release of 5,000 red heart-shaped balloons to symbolize recognition of same-gender couples. Activists did win an acknowledgement from the DS party's parliamentary president, Luciano Violante, who wrote that an individual's right to choose the sex life he or she prefers is part of our collective civil liberties and should be recognized as such.
And finally, all over the world, it just wouldn't be Pride without the rainbow flag. This year marked the 25th anniversary of its creation by Gilbert Baker for San Francisco's 1978 Pride Parade. For the rainbow banner's silver anniversary, Baker created a flag 16 feet wide and the longest yet at about a mile and a third. It bears the 8 colors he'd originally planned, restoring the turquoise and fuchsia stripes that had been dropped over the years due to production problems. Well, it continues to make appearances at various Pride events. The 3-ton flag debuted in mid-June at Pride in Key West, Florida. There, 2,000 people stretched it full length across the width of the island from the Gulf of Mexico to the Atlantic Ocean, or, as participants saw it, like the words of the U.S. anthem, America the Beautiful, from sea to shining sea.
That's News Wrap for the week ending July 5th, 2003. Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Cindy Friedman and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles. For This Way Out, I'm Dean Elzinga.
And I'm Cindy Friedman.
The U.S. music industry gives out Grammys, the U.K. has the Brit Awards, there are Junos in Canada and TUIs in New Zealand, but in the world of openly gay, lesbian, bi, and trans music, the Out Music Awards, or OMAs, are the trophies of choice. Queer recording stars past, present, and future gathered at this year's annual gala in New York City, and our own award-winning audiophile team was there.
There was a man who took a stand to try to shed some light. He said the biz of preferences, a basic human right. The school board laid him off and said the budget was too tight. But it sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. There was a boy, his mama's joy, she never did him harm. But when his mother took a lover, people were alarmed. And overnight she lost the right to hold him in her arms. Sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me.
Sing along, everybody.
Oh,
it happens every day.
Homophobia, oh.
No matter what they say,
homophobia.
It's just because you're gay.
Homophobia,
homophobia.
Those are the voices of Romanowski and Phillips, just two of the artists honored at the 3rd Annual Out Music Awards, held in New York City on June 1st. On this expanded edition of Audiophile, we bring you the music and the personalities from the ceremony. Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Christopher David Trenton. Out Music was founded over 13 years ago in the East Village apartment of Dan Martin and his partner Michael Biello. Dan describes the concept of the Out Music Awards.
Well, the awards are in their third year, our second year of having a live event, and they're basically a celebration of excellence in queer music centered around recordings released last year. But we also come together to meet each other and honor people who have come before us and celebrate special people within our community.
This year's event was hosted by two of last year's winners, Alex Dopkin and Jamie Anderson. In 2002, Alex took home the Out Music Heritage Award, and Jamie was named Out Musician of the Year.
The 11 categories for this year's OMAs, as the awards are nicknamed, garnered almost 300 submissions from around the world. In the background, you're hearing a selection from the winner of the Outstanding Instrumental Recording Award.
Will Grega received that award for his album Stereotonic. We got his reaction after the awards.
Well, I feel awesome about it. To get this award, it's just fantastic. It's just great.
Who's your producer?
My producer, well, I co-produce. And my co-producer is Randy Jones, the original cowboy from the Village People, who has phenomenal ears. He's got very good pop ears. And he's helped me see my music in a really completely different way and get some distance from it.
But I
One of the first categories to be announced was for Outstanding New Recording Female, and the award went to Mary Lofstrom for her wonderful jazz album, Ginger Comes to Stay.
It feels great. I'm just overjoyed. I never thought that I would win. I was kind of incredulous. So many other great artists had put in their CD, and I was up against some very talented work. So I'm really pleased. Because you're a good girl, he's gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swingin'est swinger that you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad, because you're a good girly girl, he's gonna go bad.
For Outstanding New Recording Male, the winner was Mark Weigel for his album Out of the Loop.
Mark was the big winner of the day. He came away with 3 of the 5 OMAs he was nominated for. He also received the Outstanding Producer Award, and his song In the Last 5 Minutes was part of a 3-way tie for Out Song of the Year.
Mark found this news
incredibly exciting. It's really validating to, you know, get that recognition from gay people in the music industry and other gay artists and performers. That feels even more satisfying than a popular vote kind of thing.
Have I told you in the last 5 minutes that I love you? I just wanted you to know, and it's been on my mind. Have I told you in the last 5 minutes that I love you?
The Outstanding Songwriting OMA went to Kaya Hartwood of Wishing Chair, who was the other big winner of the day.
Wishing Chair is comprised of Kaya Hartwood and Miriam Davidson. They also won in the Outstanding Duo, Group, or Band category for their album, Crow. They could not attend the awards, but Kaya later shared with me her thoughts on winning.
Well, I was kind of shocked because of the company. I mean, what's wonderful about gay and lesbian transgender music is that there's so many different styles and genres and great artists doing it at the present moment. And the list of people that were nominated are all fabulous musicians. So I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
Keep me coming back again. How can I explain it? I'll step right up and claim it. Baby, can't you see?
One of the most competitive categories this year was Outstanding New Recording by a Choir or Chorus. The award went to Vox Femina Los Angeles for their album entitled Simply.
Another of the day's surprises was the tie for the Outstanding Debut Recording Female Award. One of the recipients was Allison Tartaglia for her album called Ready.
It's very exciting. I was excited just to be nominated. You know, we put a lot of work into it, and many times I didn't think it would ever be finished. And so I was just excited to get to be in the room with so many people that I respect and admire, regardless of what they said when they opened the envelope.
Sharing the debut recording female award with Allison was Terry Wolfe for her album Magnificent Obsession.
You're my magnificent obsession. Can't get you out of my mind. You're my magnificent obsession. I think about you all the time. I think about.
I feel like I'm on a cloud, and I have a new magnificent obsession, well, maybe not new, but added, of out music. I feel like my life is different from meeting all the wonderful artists that I did over this weekend, and I just feel like I'm walking on air.
And in the category of Outstanding Debut Recording Male, the award went to Ruben for his CD titled Dusk.
Me and Rico, we're in the line. Love keeps on the other one.
Thank you so much. So happy. I just
wanted to thank Steve Bagley, who helped me co-produce the album, and my boyfriend Rick, and all of you and everybody who decides to be out as a gay musician, to keep providing positive, affirmative examples out there in the world. And thank you so much.
You're listening to a special Out Music Awards edition of Audiophile, here on This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Christopher David Trenton. There were four special awards given during the show. They are designed to recognize extraordinary contributions to the Out Music community over the years.
One of the Out Music Special Recognition Awards went to Amazon Country, a weekly radio program aired since 1974 on WXPN-FM in Philadelphia. That show has long been a trailblazer and leader in fostering lesbian feminist radio programming. The award was accepted by current host and producer Deborah D'Alessandro.
The Outstanding Support Award recognizes exemplary involvement by non-musicians in supporting and furthering the work of LGBT artists. This year's very deserving recipient was Greg Shapiro.
For many years, Greg has contributed as both a journalist and radio host. Based in Chicago, he is the music director for Windy City Radio and the senior entertainment director for the Windy City Times. But his reach extends much further, as his reviews and columns are carried in over a dozen queer publications across the country.
Come on, what? Understand, overstand, misunderstand, with so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand, open mind, open hand, do the best that you can.
Another of the special recognition OMAs was given to Dutch Boy for his special contributions in creating and nurturing the LGBT hip-hop scene.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I accept this award on behalf of Out artists and performers everywhere, and more specifically, on behalf of lesbian and gay artists who share Out Music's mission of making music within a community and making community within music. And more specifically, since it's why I'm here, I dedicate this to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender artists who are finding and creating a voice for themselves of the hip-hop generation as part of the preeminent youth subculture on the planet.
One of the highlights of this year's ceremony was the Out Music Heritage Award. This tradition started last year with an award to Alex Dobkin, an honors artist for their early and ongoing contributions to queer music. Following in Alex's footsteps this year are Romanofsky and Phillips.
Ron Romanofsky and Paul Phillips are the most popular out-of-the-closet male singing duo in history, releasing 7 albums and touring extensively from 1983 to 1999.
Their music was charged with humorous and political messages at a time when everyone else played it safe. They forged a trail for others to follow and made it safer for performers to be out in their work. The duo was honored to receive this prestigious award.
I'm filled with all these emotions. It's like a Sally Field, Lucille Ball moment all together for me. You like me, but also the body may be 50, but the legs are still great, you know?
So thank you very much. It's really wonderful to be honored by your community, and I'm really grateful to all of our fans who made our career possible. And mostly grateful for the fact that I haven't had to have a day job in 20 years.
Pretty successful.
Most of the winners are decided by a panel of judges, but the final 2 awards are chosen by the votes of the entire Out Music membership. The first is Out Song of the Year.
As we mentioned earlier in the program, Mark Weigel's In the Last 5 Minutes was part of a 3-way tie for this award.
The second of the 3 winners was a delightful song, sung partly in Russian by Irina Rivkin. It's called Ya Iyo Lublu, which means I love her.
I tell her, yeah, yo, no blue, from deep inside, that's how I feel. Yeah, yo, no blue, those don't deny this is real. Yeah, yo, no blue, she'll always be part of my life. Yeah, yo, no blue, she is my love, she'll be my wife.
And the third winner for Out Song was Blend In, written by Justin Tranter, with additional lyrics by Stephanie Delk. It comes from Justin's album, Scratched.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. I co-wrote the song with a great friend of mine, Stephanie Delk. She's amazing. She's in Boston, so she couldn't be here. And I also want to thank my band, especially because most of them are straight.
And so for them to come to all these events is really quite amazing. And my friends and my mother are right here, and I love them so much. Thank you very much.
The final award, whose recipient is also chosen by all Out Music members, honors not only an artist's music, but also their contributions to the Out Music community. The Out Musician of the Year award went to Yolanda.
Yolanda uses her larger-than-life drag queen persona and huge talent to promote her own brand of activism. Who else could talk the owners of a lesbian-owned Lower Manhattan bar like Meow Mix into letting her host a continuing LGBT night, providing opportunities for all performers and building bridges between various parts of our community? Tell us about your feelings about winning the Out Musician of the Year.
Oh, JD, I swear, it's a dream come true. No, really, you know, I mean, it's like, you sort of work really, really hard as a queer musician, and you know, sometimes you have good gigs, sometimes you have bad gigs, sometimes people don't show up. It's just like so many things, and sometimes I get really discouraged. I'm a person that gets easily discouraged, and this was so good for me. It just helped me know that people care about what I'm doing.
Out Music Awards are just one aspect of Out Music's activities, which include monthly events around the U.S. To find out more about Out Music, please visit www.outmusic.com, where there are links to the websites of the winners of the awards, and much more.
That's it for this special edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas 77006. Or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Portions of this month's Audiophile were written by Adam Michael James, and it was produced by J.D. Doyle and Christopher David Trentum. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Christopher David Trentum. Keep listening.
Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. This week, Cindy Friedman, Dean Elzinga, Fenceberry, Graham Underhill, Rex Walkner, and Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum contributed program material. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. For information about audio cassette copies of this program, get ready to write down our email or postal addresses. And remember, you can also listen to This Way Out anytime online, exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, thiswayout.org. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by a grant from the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation and through direct charitable donations from our listeners. Thank you. To find out how you can help keep This Way Out on the air and get some queer audio history and timeless music in the bargain, please visit our website at thiswayout.org, email us at tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California 90038, USA. And thanks to AlternaBid and the Stonewall Society, you can still bid on some terrific items in an online auction to benefit This Way Out. Everything from collector's item books to CDs to historic political buttons. Look for the This Way Out auction area at AlternaBid.com. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on Arrow FM, Masterton, New Zealand, KKFI, Kansas City, Missouri, 2BAY, Byron Bay, New South Wales, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. And we're all gonna stay tuned.